This is you are listening to Famous in Topeka, and you are also listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I, Isaac, am still your host for the next hour. As my bi-weekly, there's a word, show goes on today after subbing for the previous show. Broadly, as we got a little hint there, the theme for today's show is going to be Britpop and Britpop adjacent things. So we'll count things like the Stone Roses, we'll count Suede, we'll count Lush, and of course we'll count the classic Britpop with things like Blur, Oasis, Pulp, etc. My friend Theo will hopefully be coming up soon. He's a very big Blur guy. May have said he looks like Damon Albarn. That's good. And, well, I have my own personal opinions on that. It certainly cannot be denied that the resemblance is uncanny. Regardless, that was just the Stone Roses. We're getting to one of my favorite bands of the era, Suede. Here is the Drowners.
Just the drunkard. Oh.
Alexia is, of course, famous, at least in music circles, for taking a lot of songs from punk songs, or, you know, from, like, you know, connection to jungle sounds, like Three Girls takes from Three Girls Game Up by The Wire, or, you know, Waking Up takes from The Stranglers, No More Heroes. Not an isolated incident, something that they've been recognized and sued for, they've lost said lawsuits, pretty much acceptivism at this point. Yet, despite what some of my friends may say, I don't think it's actually this consequence of music at all. I think it's even more because they made to take something which is like pop, and then they made to make it pop friendly and accessible, while still remembering, while still having like a definite cool factor. And what I mean by cool factor is if you were to play the music loud from your car while you're shooting, you feel cool. The answer is definitely yes in terms of asking. They're like the definitive in my opinion is the cool pop band. Yeah, Oasis, no one feels cool playing. Oh, it should feel cool playing Oasis, I should say, at the very least. Well, two for pop bands down now, Slade and Alaska, both which are, you know, Slade didn't like calling themselves Britpop. Alaska was Britpop, but it sounds very different to a lot of Britpop. But going even more into traditional Britpop, upcoming now is, four songs coming up: Disco 2000, Babies, I Spy, and rounding off, of course, will be Common People. Regardless, here is Disco 2000, the 7-inch mix.
Again, but Deborah, I just wanted you to know I remember every single thing. years ago. When you lived on Standard Road, we listened to your sister when she came home from school. 'Cause she was 2 years older and she had boys in her room. At least outside I heard her, alright. Well, that was alright for a while, but soon I wanted more. I wanna see as well as hear, and so I hid inside her wardrobe, and she came home round four, and she was with some kid called David, and from the garage up the road. I listened outside, I heard her, alright. Oh, I wanna take you home, I wanna give you children. When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause she might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me. Oh yeah, it was coming on, and I thought I heard you laughing. When his mom and dad were gone, I listened outside, I heard you.
Still here. tempers my uncritical notices in my head. The crown gasp of Cocker's masterful control of the bicycle, skillfully avoided the doctor outside the corner shop. Imagining a blue plaque above the place I first ever touched a girl's chest. But oh no, you've got to wait for the best. You see, you should take me seriously. Very seriously indeed. Cause I've been sleeping with your wife for the past 16 weeks. Smoking your cigarettes, drinking your brandy, messing up the bed that you chose together. And in all that time, I just wanted you to come home unexpectedly one afternoon.
At St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room at Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Oh, what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people.
wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand.
Your brain will Yes, that was a public service about dementia. Scary thing, definitely to keep an eye on for you and your families and loved ones' sake. Thank you so much for all that I've tuned in for the past 2 hours. It's really been a pleasure playing music for you guys. Playing with here parts of the day, even if it is from 4 to 6 in the morning. Our final song is going to be a repeat from earlier, just because I was just blown away by its quality. I mentioned it earlier, but again, Census Designated by Jane Remover, the final song of this 2-hour segment of 2 shows. Thank you so much again. I wish everyone a good week and Thanksgiving break here at me.
I can't afford to have you turn love back, not now. They stroke my cheek and tell me not yet, like you always have. And all the luck I had never went that far. And I guess if thinking of how much I hate you for making it out, lay down with the cold hand rolling down your back, you always have. You keep your promise to remember without me. Buddy's house and you can find me back at the past. They know you talk out, I'd be older than a week by now. I know you're missing paying extra for a carry-on. You tried to buy me out, you told me this was all that I had. High in the lobby looking crazy at the juice on a gown. She's all I got. And I think she's so lucky to have a voice like that. I'm on my shelves every day. Yeah.
Got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address. Just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there. No one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go. But when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex in the kitchen. I told her